The Winter Sports School started in 1994 as a very small private school with a mission to give winter athletes a strong academic setting while allowing for their often intense training and traveling schedules. Head of school Dave Kaufman is like a proud parent as he talks about the 10 alumni that have donned Team USA garb to walk into the Olympic Stadium in Sochi today. While parents, coaches, sheer determination, and talent have delivered those athletes to Sochi, Kaufman would like to think that so too has a little school perched on the hillside of the Utah Olympic Park. He's not certain, but he thinks the Winter Sports School may have the best percentage of any high school of its graduates in Sochi today.
Our entire alumni base is only about 300. 10 of them are in the Olympics right now.
Bobsledder Steve Holcomb is the oldest Winter Sports School graduate at the Olympics. He's from the class of 1997.
Is there. He's going to try to defend his medals from Vancouver in the 2- and 4-man bobsled.
Perhaps the most famous Winter School graduate at the Olympics is world champion Ted Ligety.
5 of them are on the Alpine team. People are probably most familiar with Ted Ligety and Julie Mancuso. Mancuso was class of 2000, and Ligety was class of 2002. They're both there, as are Rezzy Stiegler, Megan McJames, and Andrew Weibrecht. Never forget him. He did win a bronze in Vancouver, so he could be a medal threat again. So those 5 are there. Andrew's class of 03, Rezzy Stiegler's class of 03 as well, and Megan McJames' class of 05.
Also in Sochi, ski jumper Anders Johnson, who only had about a 100-yard walk from the Winter Sports School classroom to the Nordic ski jumps for training.
Anders Johnson is there, ski jumper, class of 2006. Josh Christensen, a class of 2009, is there as a freestyle skier.
Nordic combined Olympian Brian Fletcher was from the class of 2004.
He's really doing well. I saw him at the Olympic trials, and he was just unbelievable, unbelievable.
Finally, the most recent graduate, and who Kaufman describes as one of the hardest workers he's ever seen, both in the classroom and on the Nordic jumping hill, is 2012 Winter Sports School graduate Sarah Hendrickson.
Because she missed a lot of school for training and for events and things like that. The ski jumpers do an awful lot during the summer. And every time she left and then came back having to make stuff up, she would have it done. She would go take the work with her, Skype, phone messages, emails with her teachers to get the help she needed, and she would come back and it would be done, or she'd have it in within a couple few days. I mean, she was a machine. She's an unbelievably hard worker, and she's unbelievably nice.
For Kaufman, if Hendrickson makes the podium, he'll be ecstatic, of course, but he says she's already accomplished so much.
And she suffered that horrible injury in August, you know, and it was an unsure thing for a while whether she would truly be able to make the Olympics. And she gritted out 8-hour days in the gym for 5 months, and she's there. I know we'll all be watching that one. All of her success just couldn't happen to a nicer person. And when she got injured, I, along with so many other people, were just like, no, how can this happen to her? So the fact that she's gritted it out and made it back to the Olympic level of competition is just, I mean, I've already told her, no matter what happens from this point out, kudos to you. You have more grit than the Sahara.
That's proud Winter Sports School headmaster Dave Kaufman speaking about the school's alumni in Sochi. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.